What's going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Major shout out to Red Pill Fred and his latest video, which actually ended up being an update to HMT 206. And for those of you who have not watched HMT 206, I'm going to give you a quick rundown. It is the story of the New York mother who was found stabbed to death and stuffed inside of a duffel bag. So affectionately, the Silent Slicer. We didn't know who he was, he or she, at the time. However, I left three possibilities as to who this person was. One, relative. Two, possible secret lover. Three, an assassination to send a message to her husband. Gentlemen, the Silent Slicer has been identified. Now, which scenario do you think was the one that I called? And the big reveal is Handyman, who had prior relationship with victim charged with murdering mom found in duffel bag. Well, well, well. Now, the big tip off to me was the fact that they tried so hard to paint this woman in a positive light. That right there, in my humble opinion, was the big red flag that set my spidey senses off. A man was taken into custody in connection with the death of Orsolia Gall, the New York City mother, whose body was found early Saturday morning in a blood-soaked duffel bag on the side of the road in a park. Oh, the irony. And I'm going to talk about the irony when I'm done going over this article. Police tell people that David Bonola, 44. Now, mind you, this woman was 51. Of Queens, was arrested Thursday and charged with murder, criminal tampering, and criminal possession of a weapon. It is not clear if Bonola has entered a plea or retained an attorney. NYPD sources tell people Bonola is the handyman police wanted to speak to in the days following Gall's death. Bonola and Gall at one time had a romantic relationship, and it's likely he knew where the family stored a spare key to their Forest Hills residence, the police say. So there you go. Once again, the major red flag that I saw was the fact that they were trying way too hard to paint this woman in a positive light, all to try to conceal the fact she was nothing more than a cheating scallywag. Gall, a stay-at-home mom. So she wasn't even employed. Lived in the home with her husband and two sons, ages 17 and 13, the police said. Before the arrest, a police source told people's authorities believed Gall knew her killer. No shit. Sources confirmed that before leaving her family home Friday night, Gall told her son she was going to see a show at Lincoln Center in Manhattan. Detectives learned she was later seen alone at a bar in Queens. Say the sources. Well, well, well. Like I said, they tried way too hard, even in this article, to paint her in a positive light. Yeah, like I said, she was nothing more than a dirty, cheating scallywag. Now the irony. Oh, the irony. She was a stay-at-home mother. She had no job, apparently. So, obviously, she had the bag from her husband. However, that wasn't good enough. So what happened? She ended up cheating on her husband with a handyman, and she got a new bag. As a matter of fact, she got two new bags, a duffel bag and a body bag. It is what it is. But fellas, this just goes to show you, no matter how rich, no matter how good you treat a woman, none of that matters, because in the end, she can still make the choice to step out on you. Oh, yeah. And people want to still hold men to this standard of, well, a man should never cheat on this woman. A man should never cheat on this wife. Yeah, bump that. Bump that shit. I have no problems saying to any married man, if your wife has stopped fulfilling her wifely duty to put out to you, then guess what? You should go out and make arrangements to get your own little piece of, strange. That's one thing I am so tired of hearing men say to married men. You should never cheat on your wife. Even though we have a society that openly celebrates wives cheating on their husband. No. No, I'm a fight fire with fire type of guy. As a matter of fact, I'm a fight fire with superior firepower type guy. Hey, I'm not going to change that. Period, point blank. But yes, the mystery was answered. We know who the silent slicer was, and we know the big secret that the media was trying to keep from everybody by trying way too hard to paint this woman in a positive light. It is what it is. Well, there's that update to HMT 206. And I've rambled on long enough. Read the rest of the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out for a lot of you. Feminism and this ability that society constantly affords you to cheat on good men will go out right along with it. I'm going to reiterate, this woman already had the bag from her husband. But it wasn't good enough. As a stay-at-home mother, she needed more adventure. So what happened? She got two more bags. A duffel bag and a body bag. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.